like today. Preacher got his hand out. Hey, welcome back to season 4, episode 5. I am Hunter Logan, and this is Hunter Logan Unmiked. Now, this is November 2019. 3 years ago from this point, there was a lady who was listening to the morning show and got really involved in it and really liked it. And she lived in Ohio. This is a true story. Her name is Patricia Tichy. She became a great friend. It still is a great friend. She would start supporting the radio station as best as she could. She would hang on and listen to what we had to say or what the morning show was saying. And many times God would use me to minister in the morning like he often does. The Holy Spirit comes in and gives me something to say. It's not every morning, but some mornings. And it would minister to her. And I pray that there's many times that many people get ministered to by whatever he gives me. But then she was able to come down to the family reunion in 2019. That was March of 2019 she came down to the family reunion. But she was able to come down to the family reunion in March of 2019. And she loved it. She got to meet a lot of the artists that she heard on the radio every morning and throughout the day when she would listen. She got to meet a lot of the people that she was friends with on Facebook. And she just couldn't believe it. She was so excited and happy. She just had a great time. And so did we, as we always do. So God would lead her to move down to Jennings, Louisiana, believe it or not, in November of 2019. Now, here's a lady who had been listening to the radio, HLE Radio, and she will tell you, she's given her testimony on the morning show before, how HLE Radio changed her life, got her back into church, got her back serving the Lord, and she came down here on her own, not expecting anything. And she volunteers with the radio station. She helps out anytime she can. Anytime we need her to do anything, she's there. Many times she will call or message me and say, Hunter, what do you need today? Is there anything I can help with? If she's not working her regular job, she will say, Hunter, is there anything I can help you with today? And she has helped us with much. And she still supports the radio station. Yeah, she does. She supports the radio station monthly. And we are so blessed not only to have her here and for her to volunteer, but for her to support the radio station, but to call her friend. Now, that is a true miracle to me that God has done something like that through this radio station. A person that we didn't even know listening to the radio station and moves down here, God puts it in her heart to move down here just to be able to volunteer and help the radio station. Now, she came down here not knowing anyone other than us, not having anything set up. I mean, you talk about a step of faith. She heard some of the stuff I said about my crazy faith. She said, well, if Hunter can do it, so can I. And she believed. I was talking to an individual yesterday, and I said, listen, God has given each man a measure of faith. It's what we do with that measure of faith. How much do you want to build it? Determines how much faith you're going to have. Some people have a lot of faith. Some people have a little faith. It's how much you're going to build it. But Patricia moved to Jennings in November 2019. And she is still here and she has been a great help. And we are grateful to have her here. Now, also during November, we moved the radio station from the back of the building to the front of the building. So it had been in the back of the building all that time, but I decided to move it to the front of the building. So it looked more like a radio station where you could see out the windows, right? So we got these big windows in the front, and it only seemed right that the radio station should be on the storefront out the windows where you could see it. So, of course, we had to move the internet wires and the modems and the routers, and the desk had to be taken completely apart, And during that time, we didn't know that the Spectrum people, who's our internet provider, they changed the DNS servers on us. So when we hooked everything back up, nothing worked. And of course, the board itself, I made sure and labeled everything so I knew it would be hooked up the same way. But of course, that never works right either. So I had to call in help on that. Oh, man. I got it all put back together, and actually better than it was back in the back. Because each time I move it, I find a way to eliminate wires and make it better and more efficient. But it also doesn't work correctly. Always something got to get fixed on it. But we finally got it all fixed and all done. And the radio station is up in the front. And it looks good. It really does look good. And now I have pictures that have to be put all over the wall now. So I got to do the wall of pictures. All those pictures have to come off the wall that were in the other room. And now they got to be put in here. But they got to be put around the wall that we're going to do green screen on for the YouTube screen. So I got to reposition all of that and set up the cameras now differently, because all that stuff was on the other side. Now we're moving it to the other side. So where it was on the right side, now it's on the left side. So it took a little while. It wasn't all that bad. But we got all that done. And it really, really looked good. But I had to really get it done fairly quick because I had the opportunity. But after we got it done, and I mean shortly after we got it done, we had the opportunity for our congressman, Clay Higgins, to come visit the station. Now, this happened because of the lady who was running for office. Remember I told you the lady in a previous episode of tourism who was running for office. We had to put our meetings on hold, but I'm still in contact with them. When the congressman was coming through town, she put HLE Radio as one of the businesses for him to visit. I was very excited about that. Congressman Clay Higgins, I knew him before he was the congressman. I knew him when he was the deputy sheriff for St. Landry Parish when I worked for another radio station and when he was running Crime Stoppers. So I knew him already. So it was great to see him again. It was great to see him enroll a congressman because I had voted for him. So it was good. But it was good to have a congressman in the radio station. And we made up a nice basket for him to give him and everything. It was just really cool. It was a great visit. Got some pictures with him. So that gave HLE Radio, it looked good for us to have, you know, one of the congresspeople in here. Like I said, we're making those inroads, right? Christian Country Music Capital of the World. It's happening. We're getting some traction at this particular point in time. So we thought. But it ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. But anyway, we had a visit from Congressman Clay Higgins, and he visited the station. Also during this time, I get a call from a dear friend of mine, Shelley Wilson, who's also an artist. But our ministries have mirrored each other from the beginning. We met early on when I put her music in the system. It's not really Christian country, but there was something about her music, I just liked it. And so I played it anyway. And when we finally met, she said, you know, you're one of the only ones that really play my music. It doesn't really fit anywhere. I said, there's just something about it. I said, I like it, you know. But then we just connected. Ministry-wise, we connected. And we've always worked outside the music, ministry-wise, together. And she called me up one day and she said, Hunter, the Lord's put something on my heart for the radio station. And as she's telling me about it, I'm like, okay. She wanted to do a radio station just for women. And it's Royalty For Real. Royalty, the number 4, For Real. And it's just for women. It's all women music, all styles of genre. And the programs on it are by women. It's just all women radio station, which I love because she works with all kinds of different women organizations. Now, I have a huge burden for the sexually abused, trafficked women. I always have. As a man, I can't go and work with these women. I can't. It's not good for me. But I've always had a burden for these women and children. It's just sick. It tears me up inside to know that this goes on. And I hate it. I just hate it that individuals can do this to women. I mean, to me, they should be respected, revered. I mean, it's just, it's not right. The Bible doesn't teach that. As a man, it's not good for me to be involved in any of that. But it doesn't mean that I still don't have a burden for that. But through Shelley's ministry, HLE Radio can support that. We can be a part of those ministries. We can support those ministries without having to be directly in it. We can support it. And that's what I love about that. So, Royalty for Real, I helped her get that started. I said, how about we just partner together on this? And it can be a part of HLE Radio. We'll build it on my framework. Because you see, what a lot of folks don't know is the framework for HLE Radio, a lot of that is proprietary. Because we're one of the first internet radio stations to do brick and mortar and to image like an FM station. Well, a lot of the stuff we've done, because it's the first to be done, is proprietary to HLE Radio. And we have three other stations that have been built on this framework. A lot of people don't know that, but that's the truth. So you go to our website, you see that. You'll see the stations that have been built on it at the bottom. And Royalty for Real is one of them. So we would launch Royalty for Real there shortly. And I would do some training. I would train her on how to do production, how to do it the right way. And she got it too. Man, she's a quick learner. And she got it really good. We would also write a song together. In fact, it's on the new album. I mean, God just keeps putting our ministries together. And like I said, they just parallel each other. They really do. They just parallel each other. And so we've always worked together on many things. And it seems like we go through things at the same time. Like a lot of times we'll call and we'll check on each other for something. And say, are you going through this? I'm like, yeah, me too. So like I said, our ministries have just paralleled all along with God. So it's been something. But Royalty for Real was a station that was the third station that we put up on our framework, to run off of our framework. And that is in Tyler, Texas. She has a storefront as well. All our radio stations are storefronts in physical, actual storefront buildings. I just want to take time and give glory to God for that. Man, I want to just give glory to Him. I just want to give glory to God. Because I'm not smart enough for any of this. But He is. And all it was is my obedience to His call and stepping out on faith and believing that He would do what He said He would do. And I have seen so much happen with this radio station. And He ain't done. We're going to see a lot more. 2021, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. But what we're getting ready to talk about and what's coming up in these next episodes, rough stuff, man. Rough stuff. If any of you have been listening to the morning show, you hadn't caught any of it because I haven't said anything about it. I've tried to be positive and upbeat and still be the same me. But I'm telling you, I'm being drugged through the ringer, and it ain't easy to stay positive and upbeat when you're going through what you're going through. Now I'm going to talk about that in upcoming episodes. But man, we're getting close. Because we're about ready to end 2019. And then head on to 2020. And get to 2021. And be current time. That's what I'm loving. That's what I'm looking forward to. We'll leave it right there for now, though. Thanks for hanging in with me. I hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Share them with somebody. Tell somebody about them. Check us out on HLERadio.com, The Morning Show. We have free apps. You can download those. Check us out on Choice Social. That's where we're at. I'm always doing videos on the road with Hunter. You can see stuff like that there. When I'm on the road, I'm always doing stuff. Always doing videos. Remember, Duke 28-2. I'll see you next time.